Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno with the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 2, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet, talking for the welfare of the government. Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina, the deputy Kohen Gadol, high priest, says, Hevi Misbalel B'Shloma Shel Malchus. Pray for the welfare of the government. She'il Moli Mora. For if not for it, if people did not fear the government, Ish Esreihu Chayim B'Lo'o. A person would swallow his fellow alive. You hear how they do the tefillah for the Medina. Avinu shebashamayim, tzur yisrael v'goala, mi shebarech avasein avram yisrael hu yivareches, nasi hamem shalom. They pray for the government of wherever you live, in America here, and for those who live in Golis in America, or for abroad, and people pray for the welfare of the state of Israel and all over. Why do we pray for the welfare of the government? Because they give us over a system of law and order, a system of laws, a system of weighing to try to keep humanity civilized and keeping them in line with hopefully some values and some morals, hopefully some way to actually be involved in a normal, just society. Of course, they don't have the morals that Judaism calls for. They don't have the set of standards that Judaism calls for, but at least they have some aspect against theft and kidnapping and killing and stealing, many different aspects. Because of the government, we have to be appreciative, have Hakar Satov, that they keep things in a just way, in an orderly way. Hopefully, one day we'll be with the wonderful justness of the Torah, the wonderful ideals of the Torah, and even in Israel, even though they try to be a high moral standard, to some level, there's still a lot of work to be done, especially to make one based on the actual Torah itself would be the ideal. The king back in the day when he ruled, he always had to have a Torah with him. Wherever he went to Milchama, he had to take a Torah for Milchama. Otherwise, he had to have a Torah with him on the throne next to him. Of course, there's supposed to be a ruling Sanhedrin of 70 to help him make decisions, because you need to make the decision based on the Torah. If you make decisions based on yourself, if government or anyone makes decision based on what they think is constitutional, anything can change at any time. A person can end up marrying himself or marrying a dog, God forbid. You have to have values, to use extreme examples, but you have to have proper values of what's fundamentally true, ethical, moral, and right. That, of course, comes from Hashem, but at least be appreciative that there is some sort of sense in law and order. There are many countries that they don't have this, and there are major wars and rivals and gangs and a lot of assassinations, a lot of terrible things. We should never know from such things, but we pray for the welfare of the government because at least it puts that in line for us. The Sforno points out, although a king may at times be unworthy, as was often the case in the Second Temple era, to the extent that he may rob and plunder subjects, nonetheless it is fitting to pray for his welfare, because then he will instill fear of his authority on them, and he will not consent that the people steal from one another. In this manner, he eliminates violence among the masses. And the notes point out, there are scholars who believe that the Sforno's reference to kings in the Second Temple era is a euphemism for rulers who reigned in his day. However, since freedom of expression in the Middle Ages was not overly tolerated, he tactfully used the euphemistic phrase, kings in the Second Temple era. This instruction of Chanina is in keeping with the Sforno's attitude regarding respect for authority, especially in the diaspora, which he espouses in his commentary on the Torah. For example, in his commentary on Exodus 22:27, he states, the evil which befalls the king will in most cases cause great evil and harm to the community as well. In his commentary regarding Avimelech and Bereshis, he states, when the leader is punished, great harm befalls those who find protection under his wing. The Sforno echoes those sentiments here by asserting that any government, even an evil one, is preferable to anarchy without one involved. So remember, be appreciative, be happy with the fact that there is a ruling body in many countries, civilized countries, first world and second world countries around the world. In Israel, there is a Knesset, there is a ruling government, they have laws put in place, and they have some documents put in place. Of course, in America, there's a constitution, there's a Senate and a Congress and the President, of course, and there's local bodies and state bodies, and then there's national bodies, of course, international bodies. We have to keep in mind Pray for the welfare of things around us to keep justness and law and order of that around us. And hopefully one day we will be zochet to see true law and order as depicted by the wonderful Torah, true justness, true fairness, true equality around the world, and true peace as espoused by the Torah may be speedily coming in our days. May we be zochet that it actually comes today. B'mhira b'yameinu, amen. Join us next time as we talk about different amounts of people sitting, what happens if there is or not Torah in front of them, God forbid, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.